You know, you always look gorgeous. You know what I'm saying? What my man Kendrick Lamar say, I look sexy in everything I do.
What
did you say? What guy hopped out the car sexy? But I can't think of the name of that song on top of my dome. So what's been going on, mama? What's been up?
Just trying to work and maintain, really.
Yes, Lord. It's towards the end of the year, the fourth quarter.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Everyone trying to get their shit right. The end of the year to go into the new year and everything.
Absolutely.
Doing the same thing. Shoot, that is crazy. Today I interviewed a legend. Now interviewing another legend again.
Who are you interviewing?
Legendary Friday. Yeah, see, if you're listening, go and listen to Nikita Nipples, her interview. It made me blush. I said, wait a second. I used to watch your shit back. And I mean, she back like 2004. She was in the game 2004 where girls was getting paid way more. Way more. But then again, like I said, they want no internet. And when you think about it, it was no way in hell you could be an independent porn star, content creator, whatever, because it costs too much to get the shit edited and to film the shit.
I feel like I'm going to say something controversial.
Go ahead.
And that's, in this economy, like right now,
yeah,
I don't think, you know, it's a definite that female talent was getting paid way more back then, but I feel like everybody was getting paid way more back then.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, if you a hustler, you're going to get your money regardless.
Yeah.
And everybody else is kind of just following the flow and hoping that it's good to them.
But see, in this day and age, y'all have more ways of making money than they did. Because it was funny. We were just talking. We were laughing. I was like, you didn't hardly see. When she came in the game, that's when anal became cool. So you ain't hardly see anal scenes back then. Actually, I was like, did they even have anal plugs back then when you think about it?
Not if
I don't remember seeing any motherfuckers with the sex toy back then.
They was using broomsticks and antennas and shit.
And cucumbers.
Exactly. Nah, you gotta use squash because it's more solid than a cucumber. Mm-hmm. Cucumbers is, you know.
How do you know that?
I wouldn't know. I'm not a food critic. Don't let me lie to you.
Wait a second. Hey, you tested this out before?
Don't let me lie to you.
Oh my God. That's right, people. Hey, you know, nothing wrong with food porn. That's why they called it food porn. They were doing food porn.
Before we get into it, am I not supposed to see you? Am I tripping?
Oh, hold on. See, it's called. Can you see me now?
Yeah.
See, Skype, there you go. There you go, Skype. See. Now, I would have went back and all he would have saw with her, which would have been fine because that's all y'all want to see anyway. Y'all want to see Mug. The Mug, no way. So, and with that being said, welcome to the Smokers Lounge. You know who I am. Kevin Oliver Southern Champ. Find my links with one link on my links.com/pornrapstar. I'm going to go through this quickly. The sponsors, lsworld.com, rodcizzlemagazine.com, the new home of the premium smoke room, excitebunny.com, and last but not
least,
winning smut with your voiceover virtual reality. I'm talking about none other than blushrocker.com. Proud member of the GW District Black Podcasting Network. So go over to shopgwdistrict.com and buy something. Why don't you also find me 5 days out the week in the morning at fullswapradio.com. Also, catch me on SkyhawkAppleTalkBB.com as well as the BGP LLC app. Now, as you can see, y'all know this lady. She's been on the show many a time. She's one of my favorite smoke buddies, all of them. She's legendary. She's the culturally relevant porn star, BBW goddess, gorgeous entrepreneur. you, she wears so many hats, damn it, you think she has a hat rack. I'm talking about the one and only, the goddess herself with a capital, God damn it. Respect on it. Dallas Playhouse.
Good evening, y'all. I'm glad to be back. Ah, they hate us.
Just cut it off, cut it back off. Okay, there we go. You should come back. Yes, there we go. We back. Now, go ahead. Yes.
I'm Goddess Dallas, as most of you know, but if you don't, I'm Goddess Dallas, better known as Dallas Playhouse. If you don't know me, you should get to know me. And if you continue to listen, you'll find out where you can find me when we're done having this good smoke break.
Yes, Lord. So what has Dallas Playhouse been up to since we last chatted, my gorgeous lady?
I don't remember when my last time in the smoke room exactly was.
But, it was, because it was that episode, it was the episode where the audio was just fucked up. And I was like, and it was a good episode in that. Your camera went out again.
Yikes. We have technical difficulties, okay?
I swear, it's just funny as hell. Because the last episode, it was the audio. Now the video went the fuck up. But anyway, we're going to soldier on. So I think, did you go to Exotica in New Jersey?
I did not. Mm-hmm. Exotica, New Jersey last year was towards the end of October, but it was before Halloween. Mm-hmm. Now, if you are a fan of mine or a friend of mine or a part of my tribe, then you know that Halloween, Scorpio season is a very busy time for Goddess Dallas. So that's when DC Chocolate Factory, which is a group of goddesses, has Hallow Kink. My sister. I was like, I'm not gonna be able to do that. And then life has been lifing extra hard for us all. So I've been just trying to get my logistics together so that I can make some big announcements for my fans. And I feel like in December I'll be able to disclose those things. But for now, we'll just say you guys can celebrate for a change of scenery. And we'll just leave it as that.
Oh shit. That was so special, brought to you by Dallas Playhouse, ladies and gentlemen. Big money grip. So, anyway, so, no, because I think a lot of, I've been noticing a lot of the porn stars and stuff have been kind of taking breaks, stepping back a little bit.
It is.
Reevaluating.
Seasonal depression season. Mm-hmm. If you have people who are known to become recluse or not necessarily talk about their problems, please check on your friends, because you guys know that when it gets cold and it's in these winter months, it gets super depressing because capitalism is destroying us all. So, you know, I've just been working on my self-care and trying to figure out my routines before the start of the new year, visualizing the goals that I'm ready to execute, because this year has been a hermit year for me. I've done maybe 6 productions. Mm-hmm. And while they're great productions, you know, I know that my fans miss me because I miss them. So I'm just really excited to get the ball rolling on some of these productions I've been planning and this new content that I've been planning, and overall just meeting more creators. And, you know, because I know the same 20 people, and I want to step outside of that. Our industry is very, very big. So I'm excited to, you know, step back out of my hibernation and really just see who's out there, see who wants to work with me.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of guys that would love to play in Dallas's Playhouse, you know what I'm saying?
Of course they would. The Playhouse is the place to be.
I don't blame them. So, it like this. With the when it comes to now widening your circle, do you feel that you're now at the level that you, because I've been having this conversation a lot, and it just, I don't know why I keep coming up, why it just pops in my head. Being a kingmaker. And what I mean by that, so people understand, is you at the level of your career that shooting with you makes them versus.
Oh, a kingmaker. Okay.
Yeah, kingmaker. Yes, a kingmaker. That's why I call ladies like that. They're kingmakers, because it, shooting with her makes you, versus it when girls first come in, when they shoot with certain male talent, it makes them. You get what I'm saying?
I will say that maybe like 3 weeks ago, Pornhub had let me know that they are officially changing my account over to professional, because I am a professional porn star by their definition. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been in countless productions at this point. But I'm not being modest when I say I wouldn't consider myself a kingmaker just yet. I think maybe if we revisit this conversation at the end of next year, or even at the beginning of 2025, then we'll probably be more along those lines. But I feel like right now, it's like, you'll for sure be in the royal court. People will be, people will absolutely be like, huh, Dallas, what? Oh, where? Okay.
Because it's like seeing your career blossom, you know. Even I told you, I said, damn, I ain't realized for a minute that you was even doing boy-girl shit for a second before you even start doing boy-girl. You feel what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, it's like your career has really grown. And it's more like a, like Jay-Z say, bubble quietly, then let it blow type situation. So to you, do you think the way your career has moved, do you think is allowing you to make a bigger impact? Because you've been hot. You've been hot. Even though you might not be as active, you've been hot. Let's keep you right now. You had the white fire right now. I'm just saying.
The reason why I said that I don't feel like I'm a kingmaker, but I definitely feel like you being in the court, is that it has been proven that just because you have a scene with a big name does not mean that that's when your notoriety will pop off, or even when you'll get more attention because you work with that person, because sometimes the scene just isn't that good. And the scene just doesn't give what you think that it's going to give. So you're like, yeah, I got this scene with this big name. And then you're like hearing from your fans and they're like, we're grateful, but this not it. You ever, you know, see the feedback and they just like,
You on feeling him. I don't think you like him.
Right.
Must be like
technology be hating,
and Skype be hating, because they know it's gonna be, we gonna talk some shit.
They know we gonna
talk
be like,
shit.
Oh, he talking to Dallas, we don't care.
They'll be like, oh man, they about to cut a fool. Slow him down some.
You can't stop the rain.
See, I hear that note. I hear you hit that note, girl. We find out she ended up doing an R&B album.
I ain't gonna do no album, because the music industry ain't no better than the porn industry. You feel me?
It's actually worse off. They come in the R&B industry. They come in the R industry.
They over here like, buy my album and you get my OnlyFans for half off.
Oh my God. That's the crazy part. That's why, you know, I told people that. I always say that on my site. We're the last genre that you can actually buy something that you actually own physically. Because when you download that scene, you download to your computer. So there you go. You know, period. Just as long as your computer don't crash. Suggest you get a hard drive or burn the DVD. Yay. You know, if you got a DVD player. So... Oh, but no, but like I was saying, because it's interesting that you said Pornhub made you officially a professional porn star, you know, period, because the productions or what have you and everything. And it, do you think when you started doing the companies, it made you even hotter? Because like I said, remember, you was already hot walking into these scenes to begin with, because we all know that you was culturally relevant. You feel what I'm saying? So you think the shoots made you even more hotter?
It's like going on the radio or going on 106 in Park. It's exposure.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't change you. And directors are more than likely more apt to call you back if they know that you're not waiting around for a well-known production company to call you. If you gonna get your money regardless, then they're like, okay, cool, we can add to that. You have a fan base, you have a demand, you have a work ethic. But if no one's seen you, and then they call you and they're like, yeah, we wanna do this scene. Great, they do that scene, boom, they cut you your check, and no one's seen or heard from you since. They making money off that scene. It might build you a small crowd that is being introduced to you as an act. However, it's not going to float your entire career. It's just a cosign.
No, because even with the conversations that I had, being on a DVD cover back in the day, it really meant something. In actuality,
I want to be on a DVD cover.
See, because I mean, even when you think about it, it was a good point that, you know, Nikita made. It followed you. You know what I'm saying? We don't have that nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, females can eat off of being on the cover of a DVD. Hard. Get bookings in the whole nine. You know, period. Versus now, we don't have the equivalent.
Because everybody fucking streaming. I want to know who's coming out with a porn streaming service, a premium one, like Netflix.
The closest one, the one we have now is Adult Time. No, they're not one of the sponsors. But
he said they have not cut me a check.
I tried to,
yet.
Yet. I tried to hit him up about an ambassador deal. I really did. I tried
to get back to you because honestly, I've heard of them, but I didn't. I thought that they were just a production company. So, I mean.
No. They, you can get your shit on there. It just had to be production quality because it streams like that on Netflix. You know, it's just like Netflix. They do make their own productions or outsource it. You know what I'm saying? But to me, yeah, I would love to see a porn Tubi or something of that nature. Because I've been saying this, the future is .coms and streaming.
You know, if you're going to watch Netflix and you know that you're going to watch porn, I think the reason why no one's really tried to broach that, is because who gets the money? If it all goes into one subscription, do we get paid? Like Beyonce got paid for her concert. Like, okay, for this one, we gonna see the response. And if people is watching it over and over again, that'll dictate how long we keep it on the platform and how much money you get paid for it.
Yeah, because if you try to do it off of, because you can't do advertisers unless Adult Time or that. If you're able to get advertisers. So the advertisers you probably had to get would be porn-centric, such as Spunk Lube, such as Bad Dragon, and stuff of that nature. You know, period. Because when you think about sponsorships and porn, there's not many.
Nope. You either getting sponsored by like a Fleshlight or a sex toy company. So there's that. I'm looking forward to more solidarity though. Like, endorsements are cool. It'd be great if somebody calls me and they're like, hey, sell this for us. I'd love that. But I'm looking more forward to community because one thing that is disgusting me right now is the back and forth in the industry between talent. I feel like we all already are in our heads about competition and feeling like you have to be the best of the best and staying competitive with your content. But it's really been nasty online. And that is something that makes my coochie dry. I don't like to see the girls and the guys tussling on the timeline. I do not like that.
It's like this to me. People want to be viral and they pocket watch too much. Because it's kind of like, because me, even to back when I was early active, the black BBWs, they beefed hard on Twitter. I mean, yes, you know what I'm saying, period. But the competition was because they also was escorting. So, and plus being on a DVD cover to keep it 100, able them to boost their escorting money and their traffic. Because now you're dealing with a porn star, you're just not dealing with the average, you know what I'm saying, period. And that bred the competition because a lot of these girls travel together. So if you sitting there in the room and you in Philly, you ain't getting no call, but she got Tank killing. They felt some type of way.
That must be like a personal thing. Or I just must be an anomaly. Cause I really address my jealousy head on. Because 9 times out of 10, it's not something about them that you're jealous about. You're jealous about the opportunities. And it's not even that you feel like they don't deserve them. It's just that you probably have 10,000 things that you could be spending the money and, you know, planning for what the exposure would do for you in your life. But you can also transmute that energy into something that is quite literally manifesting for you, which is what we're going to talk about today. But, you know, I don't like that. And I feel like it might have been different back in the day, but I feel like it's about the same. You know, I saw the tweet that was like, oh, it's award time. Time to start fighting over BBW awards. And I was not even that people don't care about BBWs. It's just that, you know, when it comes to the mainstream industry, there's so much content that can be considered for an award that by the time they get to fucking BBWs, they're like, oh, yeah, they do exist.
Yeah.
Oh, that scene she did was good. Or the BBWs don't know to submit their scene, like you just said, for adult time. Submit your scene. Yeah. Because you don't know to do that. Because, so you feel like someone else is holding you back. And that's not even what it is.
Because, see, the reason why, because I always said this. When I was in the game, even towards the end, I filmed as if I was going to put out a DVD. Because, honestly, what's on adult time really is feature length shit. So the problem is there ain't nobody trying to do feature length shit except for the top of the top. Because when you think about the mid-labels, they're not doing a whole movie that's cohesive with all the sex scenes connected to each other. No, they're giving us gonzo scenes and gonzo scenes, because that's what the term is. Gonzo for some of you people. A lot of people get gonzo and wall-to-wall mixed up. Gonzo is a role-play scene that is not connected to anything on that DVD. That means it might be a compilation, you just had a role-play in it. Okay? Wall-to-wall means straight fucking. There's no talking, they just fucking. But y'all think gonzo? No. Y'all need to learn y'all terms. But anyway, I digress. But even if you made a series, that could be similar to...
And I want to make a series so bad. Like, I will speak it like this. I'm looking for talent that not only has big dick, but they need to be able to act, because I want to make a series. And I've been saying this for a minute, and I've been changing what kind of series I want to make. At first, I was like, I'm going to make a blowjob series. And then I was like, I want to make like an accidental threesome series. But now I feel like I'm going to just play around with the ideas and play around with the themes and stuff and see what I come up with, because I think a series would be really dope. I know that for me, a lot of my content, especially my full-length movies, like, I love a good storyline.
Yeah.
I love a good storyline. I don't care if anybody thinks I can act or not. I love a good storyline. Give me some lines, because I'm going to read them.
Yeah, because, see, even with me, like, one of the series I had, Smokers know I talked about it before, Bringing Sweetness to the Big Country. I took it off of the reality show that Russell Simmons had, where he was working around all them damn women.
Mm-hmm.
I made it a porn series, and I was him. You know, period. And it was like one episode was my assistant. One episode was the internet tech, the web tech. You know what I'm saying? One episode was I was talking to my therapist.
Mm.
She wanted to give me sex therapy. You get what I'm saying? And the crazy part was I actually put it out as a DVD, volume one, volume two, volume three. You know what I'm saying? I had different episodes. So the way that I filmed was to make a series to where it would eventually become a DVD, you know, period. I mean, my dream, if I could have it, is to make a movie, a porn movie that I could put on Tubi. And it's a porn movie, but I edit it to where it can go on Tubi where it's best R-rated. And then
at best R-rated, and then sell the explicit version as a TVMA pay-per-view.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, because I believe we lost a lot of our creativity in this era, you know, period. Now, see, we started to get it back because, you know, I'm loving some of this shit, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers doing superhero shit, Mortal Kombat shit, and
stuff of that nature. Yeah, I think some of the kids got it confused because they thought that when people said they wanted shock value, they started thinking that that meant that you need to go and masturbate in front of the homeless people or show your tits to the Home Depot worker or fucking play with your coochie in the ball pit. Like, don't do that. People want to see your creativity. Shook. They don't want you to become a sex offender.
I still shook off the one girl that I saw got it on in Macy's, I said.
I've always wanted to go to Macy's, like, bed section and get some head. Like, I don't want to fuck. I just want to lay
there. They still go fuck. I'm like,
I just want to lay in the bed. Someone saw that. And, like, it wouldn't even have to be, like, super explicit. Like, I don't want my coochie out. Like, you could eat my pussy under the blanket or whatever. And I'll just lay there and be like, this bed is so comfortable. I think I want to buy it. Meanwhile, I'm getting my coochie ate.
Salesperson be like, why that person foot out the end of the bed?
We practicing.
Well, you said you wanted to make sure this the mattress we want. What best way to do it?
Y'all said I'm gonna get my money back warranty, so I just want to make sure my money is worth it.
Oh my God, but I be like, man, I just wonder if someone saw that video, right? Because it was on the couch. And someone bought the couch and saw the video and said, I bought that couch.
A smoker's nightmare fell in some water.
Oh my God, that would be the funniest shit. You look, and see the couch that you bought is the couch they fucked on.
You like, yeah, I just bought that couch. They about to put it in the truck. We sorry. We'll pay for it to get clean.
You done squirted on it and everything.
You done squirted on it 40 times before she even went to go get the clerk. That would be a funny-ass series, because now even the people who's supposed to be carrying the couch to the truck, they like, well, I want to fuck on the couch, too.
See, there you go, guys.
They be like, hey, meet me on the truck. Now you fucking on the truck on the way to drop it off. And you drop it off and you like, we sorry. And you get to the person's house and the person like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do now? You be like, well, now you get fucked on the couch. Since everyone else has.
See. Now you end up waking up tomorrow and be like, you know something? I'm going to do this.
So many moving parts.
Yeah, because see, that's the other part is that one, you want guys and females that can actually act, even if it's improv. You know what I'm saying? To make it realistic and to draw people in. That's how I look at it. I see how this is going to work, people. We get like 15 minutes, right? If you want to mess up.
We good?
We get to the 16 minute mark of each time we try to record, right? That's where we want to mess up.
We good?
You guys on a timer? Stop. Stop. Well, then shit, we might as well get to the meat of the matter, the topic of the night. And the one thing that we have noticed, me and you discussed before, and we're going to get a little deep on this one, is that every girl wants to be a goddess. You know, period. And dominatrix and all that good shit. So, to you, when you being a professional goddess.
Oh, this is going to piss me off.
You know what I'm saying? So people understand, yeah, she gets paid to be a goddess, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just, I mean, she get off mentally. Don't get it twisted. I mean, dominating somebody is a turn on. It gets the dick hard and the pussy wet, trust and believe. But, you know, you have clientele, you know what I'm saying, or what have you. So why is now the term goddess is becoming so popular amongst these ladies?
I feel like goddess, first of all, for those of you who do not utilize Google or Webster, a goddess is a female deity. Just like gods, a lot of the synonyms or terms that come up when you're talking about goddesses is, you know, power and femininity, motherhood, fertility, abundance, prosperity, things of that nature. And I won't really speak for other women, but I will say that one thing that appealed to me when I was choosing, excuse me, my honorific as a dom, was I just did not mesh or connect with being called mistress, with being called madam or ma'am. I've met a lot of people who are very creative with choosing their names. They like to be called Thame. You know, there are some people whose gender identity does not bode well with being called a goddess, so they be called Dame or other things. And I think that every woman wants to be treated like a goddess because they want to not only feel that you recognize their worth, but that you'll go out of your way to show them that you value their worth.
And that but see, I'm going to ask you this, because, well, from my training is gone, goddess is a certain type dominatrix. She's different from a mistress. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to put it this way. Is it the term or is it, what makes a goddess different from a mistress?
It depends on the person. It varies by person. Because there are some people who use the terms interchangeably. I know somebody who goes officially by goddess, but in session she'll, you know, allow her subs to say yes, mistress, no, mistress, whatever you need, mistress. And I appreciate being able to use them interchangeably, because what I like to tell subs is, no matter the honorific that you choose, you need to reference the fact that you are honoring me, that there is a hierarchy and you're not on the top.
So it's more about the dynamic than the term.
Yeah, it's more about the dynamic than the term, because just because you're a goddess doesn't mean you're a dom. I like to think of it like this. You can be a princess, right? And you as a princess might mean that you're on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could mean that you don't feel like you want to be a queen. You know, queens have certain responsibilities that princesses don't, but they're both still in the royal court. So it just depends on how far or how deep your brain goes into the theology and how that ties into your kink, for me anyway. Me as a goddess, as a god, I am that I am, because we are. I expect you to treat me like the deity that I am. I expect you to pray. I expect you to worship. I expect you to offer. I expect you to serve. I expect you to come to me as you would do God with your concerns.
So to me, but like I said, it seemed to me also as mentality. Because, like, with me, like, with, how can I put this? It's funny, men, we don't say God. We either sir, mister, or master. You know what I'm saying? Period. I never heard of a dude say, yeah, I'm a God. You know what I'm saying? See, women just get all the cool terms. We get the bullshit.
I've met a God or two.
Bullshit.
But it's more of a surname than it is an honorific, honestly. Anytime I've seen a man use God in his name, it'll be blank the God.
Yeah.
Kind of like Charlemagne.
The God. Not the King of Franks, as I normally say. Two different Charlemagnes. But see, the thing about it is that a lot of the ladies, well, the new heads, I don't think they get it. Because just like with them saying, oh yeah, I'm a financial don, but you ain't talking a dude out of a dollar bill. You know? You know, or everyone's a throat goat. Okay.
That's a great example. Everyone's a throat goat. Everyone's your favorite BBW.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's the most fun girl. And just like with those type of nicknames and those type of monikers, becoming a dom or a femdom or a goddess even has less to do with what people call you and more to do with how you connect and project with that term. I have things set that I had to figure out what is going to be easiest for me. Because outside of environments where you're around people who know the drill, they know that if you say your name is Goddess, most likely there's some sort of routine protocol that we're about to go through, and you're going to get me hip as to how we're going to run this show. But outside of kink environments and like vanilla environments, when I tell guys, you know, I'm Goddess Dallas, they're like, that's a nickname. People call you that? Well, I don't want to call you that, or I don't want to submit to you. And I say, me being a goddess is less about you being on the bottom and more about the respect that you extend me to be whoever the fuck I am. Because if you meet me and I say, my name is Jennifer, I prefer to be called Jen, guess what the fuck you're going to call me? Jen. Right? So why is it different if you meet me and I say, my name is Goddess Dallas and I prefer to be called Goddess? Not baby, not boo. Not honey dip.
Oh yeah, she got on me the deal when I put a lowercase g.
And it.
I said, that's my wife in my head. There you go.
Yes, dear.
No, because to me, because when BDSM became popular, and which is funny, I never thought that would actually happen out of this piece. And it just seemed like everybody wants to be a dominatrix.
And they do.
You know what I'm saying? Or if they be a slub, sub. If they want to be a sub, they want to be a cum slut, all that. But we talking about a dominatrix, so this is an alpha conversation here. Betas, see your way out of it. Now, it's not every female wanting to be a dominatrix.
I feel like I run across more women who want the benefits of being a dominatrix more than they want to be a dominatrix, because then you essentially, it's the glamorizing of the sex industry. Yeah. It's the glamorizing of being a sex worker, because mainstream has been making it cool, especially this year. They've been making it cool to wear leather, wear chains. Oh, I'm into all that nasty shit. If you ain't nasty, don't at me. You feel me? Like
Kanye had his kid with a GIMP mask. I don't need to say nothing else.
And they're like, oh, it's just in fun. Oh, it's just this. Oh, it's just that. I had to realize at the beginning of my career to quickly find out what type of goddess I am and then to stand 10 toes on that, because there are doms and there are dames in the, not only just the lifestyle, but in the industry who are part of the old guard, and they do get offended by new kids on the block who don't do their motherfucking research. And
I don't blame
Miss Bam, he has an audience button.
I swear, because it's just to me, when I look at the same way you might look at the new girls that want to call them all this, that I look at the dudes. I'm like, it like this to me, and I ain't even gonna say who it is. This showed me how much of lack of intelligence of a dom that you are, because I've been said this. If you ever have the argument about kings of spades in my presence, I'm going to laugh you the fuck out of the room, because I'm like, if you want to sit here and say, oh, it's a racial thing, I'm like, dude, you do realize he's saying he's a slave, right? you do realize he says he's a slave.
And people then I don't the want to do their research.
Yeah. And then here's the other part. Well, they fetishizing. Well,
yeah.
Don't you want to be fetishized, motherfucker? That's the whole. That's how you make your money in this shit, is to be fetishized, you dumb fuck. I want a gay man to jerk off to my ass. That means he's going to go fucking play a guy. He's going to pay that subscription, damn it.
Just saw a tweet, and I think I retweeted it. A lot of y'all not really ready for the industry because you found out that your most paying customers are going to be gay men, and they are going to talk to you, and they are going to send you requests, and they are going to tell you exactly what they want, and it is going to be explicit, and you're going to have to not be squeamish enough to respond and demand.
Oh, and they're going to send you dick pictures. They're going to send you.
They're going to send you that butthole. They're going to send it to you.
They're going to tell you, I would love to swallow your dick, sir. Okay, that's nice. Please get a membership. Oh, and my Cash App is...
I had a friend who's also a goddess. One of her subs accidentally texts her weed man. Yeah. Her weed man was just like thinking that it was about a deal. Yeah. So the guy's like, oh, hey, goddess blank. And he was like, I didn't know what else to do. So I just was like, send. And he was like, the regular amount, the sub doesn't know what the fuck's going on, because he thinks that he is conversing with the goddess. And then the other guy doesn't know what the fuck to do, because he's never heard of anything. So he's just like, send me the money. Wait, he was going to send me the money. Then he started talking about his ass, so I blocked him. Yeah. Don't be squeamish, baby.
No.
I love it when goddesses... I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Now, see, I have a pay pig. They want me to shit on him. Straight up. And that's in him.
Now, let me tell you about Scat, okay? Mm-hmm. God is just not squeamish. I'm not. Mm-hmm. But I personally am very apprehensive with Scat. I know that it's a huge market and you can make very much money, but not without fucking... It's tedious. You got to double check what you can and can't do, where you can and can't post it outside of Scat, of course. Yeah. And the first thing somebody asked me to do was send them a jar of shit. And I was like, I don't want to go through this.
Cash App me at.
If you're local, I happily be like, you can pick it up.
But wait a second, though. And how will you mail that?
It's illegal with a lot of companies to mail it. So you either need to be well-versed in shipping your own like merchandise, period. But you need to be well-versed with the shipping companies that you're going to use, because you're going to have to put that shit on dry ice in a box, put it as a hazardous material. Like, it's a thing.
Yes.
And I remember one time I was standing in like a UPS or whatever, and I was just reading their rules. Really? And I was like, yeah, you can't send shit through them.
Man, it's just funny as fuck. It just, to me, I don't think I would ever film it. Now, off camera, the main reason why I don't mind doing this, because he's a white dude and he loves when I call him a cracker and a piece of white shit. And
they love, help him with that white guilt.
Yeah, so I'm going to give him a whole bunch of shit for his white guilt. And I'm going to get paid while doing it. So there you go.
If
I was like some of you idiots, I'd be screaming. Shit. I done had a dude hold my dick and got into a woman's mouth. Shut the fuck up, people. I'm securing my manhood.
As you should be. There are so many like if-then statements when it comes to kinks. And that's why I always tell people, like, you don't have to be into everything.
No.
But you do have to be willing to very clearly know your boundaries. And if you don't know your boundaries and you are willing to explore, know how to let people know where your consent ends. That's why the stoplight method is so good. Red. If that's a red for you, call a red. I'm not into that. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to do that. I'm not with that. Because I have completely squeamish subs that are like, I'm not into water sports. I'm not into scat. I'm not into fart.
Mm.
But I do want to put my face in your ass. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to wear underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Since you're so fucking squeamish. There are accommodations that can be made, but you have to know what your accommodations are.
Yes.
So, you know, I feel like there are different types of ways to be a dom, but you got to know what's comfortable for you and stick with that. You don't have to be a dom who offers every fucking thing.
Nah.
Find your niche and sit down.
Shoot, well. But I'm going to ask you this, though. I had this conversation before. Is there a mental orgasm with dominating someone?
Absolutely. The way it feels to like reprogram someone's brain is so fun. To remind people that like beyond the surface level insults, like calling them dumb or ugly or whatever, like literally putting it into your brain that everything you now do is for the advancement of me and my interests, and my interests will first and foremost always be Black people, Black expansion, Black elevation.
Mm-hmm.
Spend all your money on Black people because you need to. If you want to talk about white guilt, don't tell me shit until you've put your money into a Black business, first and foremost mine, and then someone else's.
Yeah, because it's like, but hold on. I lost my train of thought for a minute. See?
It ran away.
No, they just told me. No, I asked what my train of thought said. You need to light up, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you smoke this over?
Yeah, I need to smoke this over for a bit. Mm-hmm. So, with you, because you're a lady of many talents. And the question I'm about to ask is broader, not necessarily particularly you, but someone that might be in your position.
Okay.
How hard is it for a woman like yourself to date?
You guys know that the dating pool has acid in it.
That's being nice, but I digress.
We all know that. The dating pool has acid in it. Dating as a goddess such as myself is kind of difficult. But it's difficult because outside of already doing porn, so people already have a guard up because I work a taboo job that allegedly doesn't have any boundaries, because you know, you meet people and find out you do porn and suddenly they think that you fuck everyone. You fucking the mailman, you fucking the electrician, you fucking the landlord, you fucking them all. So then you get into being a dom, and every single man or woman that is in your orbit is suddenly your slave, and they don't do anything because they want to. It's just difficult to figure out people's intentions. So you either have to be super rigid or super closed off. I'm not one of the people. This gonna have my DMs on fire. I date vanilla people. So I'm not gonna say that I don't date vanillas, because I do. But I have to seek you out. I tell people that. Like, very seldom are the people who end up dating me because, like, they found me. Or they were looking for me. I'll typically find someone attractive or meet them and decide that that's who I want to pursue, and I do so. And then we see where that ends us up.
Yeah, because it's kind of like, to me, we put a period come back with my situation.
A well-placed choke indeed.
But for me, if I date, I probably had to date somebody in the street swinger or in the lifestyle. Because there's certain things that I actually am into, and I, or if she vanilla, she better be very open-minded. I mean, willing to try some shit here and there, you know, period. Because, like, one, I'm down for the open shit. Part of it because I don't mind watching my woman get the shit pounded out of me. I'm an alpha female. I'm a dominatrix. Basically, I don't give a fuck about a pussy. I want the mind and the heart. That what counts. That what counts, ladies and gentlemen. But y'all weak ass niggas don't see that shit. But I digress. Cause even the point, like for example, like I mean, you know, these episodes I don't really do no topics like that. But like the shit when they were talking about Keke Palmer and her dress. I'm like, I don't get these dudes nowadays. I was always taught, you want to know your woman good looking. How is you gonna know that? And you ain't the only motherfucker that found her attractive.
Insecurity manifests in so many different ways, and it always rolls back to respectability politics. If you like the way you look and you're comfortable in what you wore when you left the house, that's on you. It's not on your partner. It's not on your mom. It's not on your dad. It's not on your friends. It's not on the people who are going to see you out. It's on you, because you got to wear it. Yeah. Just like any other decision you make in life. If you decide to go out and kill somebody, you got to deal with the consequences of that action. If you decide to go to work today, you're the one who gets to earn the check. So for me, dating people who, like, if what I wear pisses you off, what I do throughout my day is going to piss you off. The thing that I need in a relationship the most is understanding and willing to communicate and stand on your word. Because I've met so many dudes who go, I don't have a problem with what you do. I respect it. You're a hustler. You get your money and you get to the talking stage. And suddenly it's, so you had a threesome at work today. oh, you got a photo shoot and they call you during a photo shoot and you ain't got no top on. And now it's, so are you guys actually working? Yeah. Who do you think takes the topless pictures, babe? Who do you think is putting the camera up under my ass so that you can see my pussy lips?
Maybe I was just built different, but even before porn, I could date. If I never did porn, I could actually date a porn star because I already know me. I've always was a complete freak and it might put it this way. When people found out I did porn, they were not surprised. It was not shock. They're like, oh, we knew you were going to do that, Bob. You were free. You were free.
It's linear with your actual personality, with the things that you do on a daily basis, with the company you keep and the places you go. Like I told you when I first started, you know, I was in those spaces. I'm at kink parties. I'm going to, you know, I've met certified sexologists and clinical sexologists and stuff. So it's like, I'm not outside of the action. Mm-hmm. I'm not outside of the education. Mm-hmm. I'm in it. Mm-hmm. But a motherfucker who wake up, go to work, come home, eat, work out, go to church, whatever, they're not gonna understand that.
See, or, I think the issue is that dudes, okay, we always hear dudes love a challenge, because I never forget one of my homeboys said this. He said, no, I can't date a woman that I fucked on the first date. Men want a challenge. I looked at him like, I don't want to fuck on the first date. I want to know what the fuck I'm dealing with before we get serious.
I'm always down for sex on the first date. However, it depends on how the sex is packaged.
Elaborate.
It depends on how you approach or I approach fucking you, because a lot of people don't even make it to sex on the first date because the date is fucking lame. If your date's not having fun and you're rushing to the end of the date so that you can be like, all right, is we gonna fuck or not? The person isn't even stimulated. So now your battle's twice as hard because their guard is up and they want to go home.
Yeah.
They want to go home. But you ever been on a date and you're having such a good time? The vibe is right. The chemistry. There might be food. Personally, I love a date that you have after you guys eat dinner separately. Like, pick me up right after I've had an early dinner. And we can meet for, like, dessert and drinks or something like that. Keep it light. Because I could fucking eat, but I don't need to have a heavy stomach and then be like, think I want to suck his dick. Because now I have to worry about my steak and potatoes coming up, and I don't want that. And you don't want that.
No, we worried about passing gas while fucking you.
And let me tell you, the toopy
toopy. Yeah, you talking about full stomach plus drinks. And yeah, we passing gas.
So I ain't gonna make you do nothing.
And it depends on what you ate. She gonna be a little like, you hit the dollar sign. She's like, did you fart? No, I don't know what you're talking about, baby. I don't know what you're talking about.
And this is the first date. So it's not just the sex. Oh my gosh, it's not just the sex. It's everything. It's the foreplay. It's your after sex etiquette. It's
Me, where it starts is the conversation. Because it's like me, I have to be mentally stimulated anyway. Because, okay, I know I ain't heard no man say this year, but I always been saying it. The sexiest thing on a woman is her mind. Because what I hate is a boring ass woman. I don't give a fuck how fine you is. I don't want a boring dime piece. No.
You ever met a boring bitch and she just so pretty? You're just looking at her like, there's nothing in there. That's
my
nuts.
My dick went limp, and you an IG model.
I've met so many beautiful men, and it just, the chemistry is not there. So now I'm just looking at you, and you're just looking at me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, it, one girl like, you don't like me, do you? I'm like,
nah. And I love being able to be honest and being like, no, I don't like you. This isn't
working. And mind you, I drove about 2 hours, got taken. That's all. I'm like, nah, this ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. It was phone, chat phone. Excuse me, chat lines.
Oh.
Back in the day, the chat lines.
And that's the worst, because you meet somebody on the chat line, you like their voice, y'all done had good conversation, and then you meet them, and you just be like...
Like, you don't look nothing like your voice. You don't look nothing like your voice.
Damn.
But I ain't going for it. She was 1 out of 10. Now, I hit a hot streak of 10. That's why I went for that one. I got greedy. Got greedy. I said, damn it. The streak is over.
Damn.
I went right back on the chat line as soon as I got home. That when we had house phones, there was no cell phone.
I will never forget. I went on this date with this guy, and we had such a good time. Mm-hmm. And he came back to drop me off at my house super late. And we sat on my porch because, you know, we had porch furniture. I had a nice comfy couch that had little pillows on it. It was a nice fall day. And me and that man fucked right there. And it was awesome.
All I know is I just want to sound what my man name? Damn it! What's my man name? Damn it! I had the tip of my tongue. He's regulating now here, and yeah, I was a wild boy at this motherfucker because I fucked my oldest daughter's baby mother the first night I met her at a Jamaican club. We met at the Jamaican club. Dropped her off at her. Was supposed to be dropping her off at her brother's house.
Mm-hmm.
We fucked right outside. On the car outside of Rome's house.
But what I was gonna say was the first date was a fluke.
It was a fluke.
Cause we had a great time. We had sex. The sex was good. And then the next time I saw him, I was so bored.
Oh damn.
I was so bored. It might have been. And I always say that, like, with a personality like mine, I could really talk to myself. So, like.
Yeah. Because,
the first date was like, okay, the energy was good and we had a really good time. So, it really wasn't, you know, nothing.
That happened to me
hard
before.
To connect. We had an interactive date. We fucking went to Funland. We played laser tag with people we did not know.
It was the second date.
Hmm?
It was the second date.
No, this was the first date.
First date. See, see, he did a lot of shit to distract you from him. That's why. See, the real test is the reason why the dinner date is important because, one, as a man, I get to see how you eat, which I really don't give a shit. I like a woman to eat. I don't get a fucking salad. The salad better be the appetizer. Let's just say that.
I was about to say, because salad be hitting. So don't.
You better have some meat in that motherfucker. I know that much. I don't give a damn you vegan. You better eat. You eat. Do not be shy. Cute around me with food in your face. Fuck that shit.
Because I ain't gonna hold back. I'll be like an appetizer, a Caesar salad, and a drink.
I'm eating. God damn it. And then, two, also, conversation, because like I said, I'm real big about conversation, because in 5 minutes I know you. I kind of get a sense of you, you know, period, you know, because I was taught by women, my mama and my sister and them, they told me, hey, you should learn a lot about a person in 5 minutes of a conversation, what type of person they are, how they move, how they think, you know, period. And if I can't connect with you on a mental level, the sex ain't gonna be spectacular. Now, yeah, we gonna fuck. I'm gonna fuck the brakes off of you, but you know, I want some shit where we look at each other like, damn, I didn't know. You really like me, huh? I'm giving you my best moves, actually.
I was putting down my best stuff.
Oh, no, if I get older, you, you're going to remember me then.
I remember when I found out that guys give C plus dick on purpose. I thought, you know, like, if you happen to have sex with somebody and you feel like the sex is bad, then it might have been an off day, or you guys just, you know, didn't communicate things properly or whatever. But, like, I remember I was listening, I think, on Clubhouse, and guys were talking about, like, nah, I remember when I met this shorty and I was like, nah, she crazy. I'm still gonna hit, but like, I gotta give her C plus dick. I can't give her everything. Cause then she never gonna go away. And I'm like, what?
Okay. As a man, I don't subscribe to that. I don't give a fuck if she crazy. This is just me. No, cause one time I thought I did terrible. Cause to find out she was like, God, never came so much. I was like, what? Only went like 15 minutes. Only did 15 minutes. We only did doggy style.
Sometimes doggy style would be it. That's it. That's it. That's all. That's all she wrote.
I thought I was slackluster. Excuse me. Did you have a low bar set or something? Just let me know.
Crying.
That must be. Damn, your bar was below that day, babe. I don't think I was at my best.
Damn.
No, that's bullshit. Whoever said it is bullshit. No. Let me say this now. If a man gets in the pussy, he's trying to give his best stroke because he knows two things. If you do not, I always say, okay, then I'm going to say this. This is just my theory. All right. Because I've been hearing the manosphere, they talk about women disrespecting men from Jada to all the wives and all that shit, right? So I sat back and I looked at a common denominator. They cheated and they didn't give them good dick. And I said, well, if you did these two things, why do you expect her to respect you? So you cheated on her and you can't make her come. You have nothing redeemable about yourself right now.
Double negative.
Because if you know it with the cheat, at least if you fuck her good, she might, she probably forgive you faster.
Double fucking negative.
Oh. But I'm gonna ask you this though. If a woman wants to fuck a man, does it matter about his pockets?
Repeat the end of the question.
If a woman wants to fuck a dude, does it matter about his pockets?
Meh. It depends on the bitch.
So you smiling.
Because are we talking about me? I have, because I'm not gonna, even the great Dallas Playhouse is not gonna sit here and act like I haven't chosen to fuck a few guys for free. Mm-hmm. And absolutely never brought up money, never brought up like a sort of transaction, but it's because, again, mm-hmm. I initiated it or I wanted to fuck them.
Yeah.
Not because they came on to me. But you're approaching me, and depending on how you approach it, you definitely might have a price tag. I think that in this day and age, especially on the internet, people.
But see, guys don't know how to court. They don't know how to court to women. It just amazed me how there's no. Okay, fuck it. Y'all gonna be mad at me. There ain't no manly men out here no goddamn more. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, since y'all motherfuckers grew your hair out, y'all became motherfucking more vain and more soft. And complained the most. Why did it? It boggles my mind that motherfuckers say, I can't date a woman to make more money than me. Really? You can't? You can't? No one said you. No one said because she makes more money than you, she don't respect you. Now, she don't respect you if you don't bring no money in.
I think that if a woman makes more money than you and she's still dating you, it's obviously because you bring something to the table that is not monetary, that's still helpful. Like, that is the point of service to me as a dom. How are you going to make my life easier? Because there are some subs that I meet and I'm like, you don't really get on my nerves. If you want to be in my life, if you want to serve under me, if you want to be up under Goddess Dallas, you better find a motherfucking way to be useful to me. In a real way. I don't mean just waking up every morning and being like, you're so pretty. What the fuck is that gonna do for me? Am I stressed? Have I ate? Are my fucking files organized? Did you retweet my damn tweet so that people will see my shit? Have you told your friends to go subscribe? What are you doing that's gonna further me and my empire or my pleasure? Because if you want to fuck me, how are you going to give your elevator pitch? I love a good elevator pitch. Because a man with a good elevator pitch is going to get some pussy. Mm. Why should I fuck you? Mm. And don't tell me it's just because, oh, I'm going to wear your ass out. Some guy said that to me the other day. He said, I will wear your ass out. Would you?
No, see, me is like, I'm not the kind of dude that holler at chicks. You got it like this. You got to give me a fucking green light for me to even think about it. You got to give
me. You're not even on my hemisphere. Like, I don't see you.
It's like, put it this way. It's like, you damn near got to have red flags in front of my face. Like, yo, fucker.
All the bells and whistles like, you.
I want to fuck. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want rejection or shit like that. It's just, no, I don't feel like going through all that. If I'm a grown man. If you feeling me and you're a woman, you don't let me know. Subtly or overtly. Because two, I want you to want my ass. I want to know you want my ass. No, fuck all
I
that bullshit.
I want you to want me. I need you to need me.
See, that's how I knew I was a dominatrix. I'm like, no, the sub chooses me. I don't choose the sub. No. I want you to submit to me. I want you to seek me out. Because that's the funny part about that pay pig. I stopped talking to him because his money won't crack. He found me on FetLife.
FetLife is so useful and useless at the same fucking time. At the same time. Because people just be on there trolling. They do not, they're not serious. They're
everyone
not.
Everyone has OnlyFans on FetLife now. I'm just like, damn. So everybody's lifestyle film now. It's everybody film. Yeah, it's just no, very few straight lifestylers anymore, actually.
Everybody's a something.
Well, you know what they say. Everybody want to be a porn star, baby.
It ain't easy.
No, it's not. So I done held this gorgeous, beautiful goddess with a capital G on the smoking lounge long enough, even though I was enjoying looking at her and talking to her. See, I just love the way she look at me. Just be like... See, she's type female. Yeah, I can see why she'll break a nigga pockets. He'd be like, oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, my Lord. So we at the end of a double win. Y'all know how we do these things. Goddess, tell them where they can spend that good hard-earned money on you.
You can find everything Goddess Dallas at thetheDallasPlayhouse.com. You can find out where to subscribe from there. You can find out how to book me in real time. You can find all of my interviews and all of my links, everything, so that you can find me.
And y'all can go back and listen to all her, the shit that she got already.
Go in the smoke room archives. Yes, go listen to us talk shit.
Oh, yes. And also in the future, go ahead and subscribe to the Premium Smoke Room, 5 premium podcasts for you to enjoy, 4 sexy co-hosts for you to enjoy, 3 tiers for you to choose from to enjoy. It gets more unpredictable. It gets more candid. It gets more wilder. And because we're on Excite Bunny instead of Spotify, fuck you, but not fuck you. you bastards, you and your takedown notices. Anyway, video. You might see tits, you might see dildos. You don't know what the fuck you might see. What you need to do is just subscribe on Excite Bunny. It's in the description, baby. So with that being said, you know how we end these things all day, every day. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience? If you haven't learned anything, smoke this over. Say goodbye to him, Dallas.
Bye, guys. Until next time. Stay kinky.
Yeah, we should be in the spring with smoke room.